everyone has blind spots, things that they don't know that they're missing, don't know that they don't know. And it's just so hard to even know where to put your time, especially if you're doing this alone. I've got a lot of friends that are running solo nonprofits, even though, right, your board's running it, but they're like two people you never talk to, and you're just kind of doing this on your own. It is so hard to create something that's sustainable. And sustainable in my mind is 10 years or longer, to create a sustainable organization that's going to do these things in your absence. No matter how you feel about your mission today, there might come a time where you're no longer as passionate about it and be like, Travis, this is lies. It might be lies. It might be lies for you, right? But there for sure is going to come time where you're going to want to take a vacation. There is for sure going to become a time where you're tired or need a break, or you get sick, or God forbid, are in the hospital, or a family member becomes ill, and you can't be the person that does the thing that day, that week, that month. And if you don't create and build up all these different things, all these different programs, processes, procedures, and build up your team and train them, they're not going to be able to do this if you're having a bad day. And I know people in the nonprofit space like to run themselves through the ringer. The pain of service is what they live for. It's beyond me. I don't understand it, right? I'm wanting to be excited and energized and be able to give my all every day. So I'm giving myself time to rest, time to recuperate. And I give my replacements the training and support they need to be successful without me in the room.